On our last broadcast, I began a Christmas message entitled, If Jesus Had Not Come. And we've learned two things. First, if Jesus had not come, there would not be any salvation. Secondly, if Jesus had not come, there would not have been any sanctification. But there's one more thing that would have happened if Jesus had not come. And we'll learn that one thing today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on Christmas. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living word.
Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And what do we mean by death? We are saying eternally separated from God. And that's a big thing when you are eternally separated from God. Because if you're separated from God, that means you're separated from Him that is good. Because the Bible says God is good. You never will experience any goodness at all the rest of your life if Jesus had not come, man would be totally lost. As a matter of fact, man would be so lost, he wouldn't know how to tell time. Jesus Christ, when he showed up, he helped us tell time. See, Jesus stands at the center of all history. History is based on Jesus Christ. Think about it. Jesus stands at the center of history. There's B.C., before Christ, and A.D. after the death of Christ. If Jesus had not come, we would have no way of measuring time. A man would be in this world totally lost. And you know, our world is lost. You can see what's happening in our world today when you read the news and cut on the television, and you can see what's happening with all of these bailouts. You know, all these companies need a bailout, don't they? I mean, companies that we thought, man, you know we're in trouble when the banks say we're in trouble. We need some money. We about to go broke. When the bank starts talking about they need some bailout, we really in trouble. Yeah, when Citigroup talking about they need a bailout, Chase talking about they need a bailout, Bank of America talking about we need a bailout. Wells Fargo talking about we need a bailout. General Motors talking about they need a bailout. Chrysler talking about they need a bailout. Everybody say they need a bailout. That just fit in with our whole world. Our whole world is in need of a bailout. See, God the Father saw that a long time ago, and that's why he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He sent him down here to bail us out. But if Jesus had not come, there would not be no bailout for man. There wouldn't be no salvation. But secondly, there wouldn't be no sanctification. There wouldn't be no sanctification if Jesus had not come. We would just have to stay messed up from the flow up if Jesus had not. Can I be frank with you this morning? Turn back over here to St. John chapter 16. Look at what the Bible says, John 16, verse number 7. Are you with me, Bible Way? Look at what he says. Verse 7, Jesus is talking. He says, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the King James Bible say, the comforter shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning three things: sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus says, y'all are crying because I'm getting ready to leave, but it's to your advantage that I leave. But what if he never came in order to leave? See, Jesus says here, it's to your advantage that I leave, because if I leave, I can send to you the Holy Spirit. See, when Jesus came to this earth, he could only be at one place at one time. But Jesus says, it's going to be to your advantage that I leave, because if I leave, I can send you a person that can be with you wherever you're at all the time. But what if Jesus never came? He never would have been able to leave, and as a result, he never would have been able to send us the Holy Spirit. In other words, if Jesus had not come, there would not be a Holy Spirit on earth today if he had not come. And if the Holy Spirit had not showed up on earth, then he could not do what the Holy Spirit's supposed to do. What is it the Holy Spirit's supposed to do? Most people think the Holy Spirit's just supposed to make you shout and jump over benches. But what is it the Holy Spirit come to do? Three things right in the text. He comes, number one, to convict you of sin. He comes to let you know what sin is. See, a lot of times folks, they try to act stupid and crazy, try to act dumb, try to act like that they don't know what sin is. The Holy Spirit come in your life and he holds up what sin is. He makes sin plain to you. That's why you don't have to call pastor and say, pastor, can I do this or can I do that? What you think about this? Because the Holy Ghost, he lets you know even before you start dialing. Hello, somebody. And then he leads you in righteousness, or he reveals what righteousness is. Not only do he reveal what sin is, he reveals what righteousness is, starting with who the Savior is. And he'll let you know that Buddha is not the Savior. He'll let you know Confucius is not the Savior. He'll let you know Muhammad is not the Savior. But he'll let you know who the Savior is. The Savior is none other than Jesus Christ. He'll make it plain. See, if you know Jesus today, you didn't come up with that information on your own. It was the Holy Ghost. Made that plain. And then the Holy Ghost is here to let us know that if you don't repent of your sin and you don't get right with God, then you're going to go to hell. The judgment, he's going to make it plain. Now you're not going to go to no purgatory. You're not going to go to no polling place and going to stay down there and got to wait for mom and them to pay the priest so much money in order to pay your way out of No, it ain't no purgatory. If you ain't got it right with Jesus when you leave this place, you're going to go right to hell. And the Holy Ghost make it plain to you. And when the Holy Ghost is working in your life, you know hell is real. But if the Holy Ghost had not come, the Holy Ghost wouldn't hound you. You know, last week we talked about the hound of heaven and how when the Holy Ghost come down here, he just stay on your trail. Oh, yes, he will. When the Holy Ghost, particularly when you know right from wrong, the Holy Ghost will stay on your trail. He'll hound you. I don't care where you go. He'll hound you from your house to the schoolhouse, the workhouse, back to the church house. He'll hound you. But there wouldn't be no hound of hell if the Holy Ghost had not come. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't know who Jesus is. As a result, we wouldn't be worshiping the King of Kings. We'll be worshiping Burger King. Yes, we would, because we would be having it our own way. And the worst thing that can happen to you is God just lets you have it your way. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to stand in your way between you and hell. But if there is no Holy Spirit, then he's going to step out of the way, and then God will turn you over to a reprobated mind. In other words, you can sin 100 miles an hour. You're on your way to hell real fast. And there's nothing that can slow you down, because the Holy Ghost hadn't come, because Jesus hadn't come. Well, somebody said, well, that's all right then. If the Holy Ghost won't get me right, I just run on over to the church. There won't be no church if Jesus hadn't come. See, Jesus was the one that started. He was the one that started the church. He says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. But if Jesus hadn't come, we wouldn't have no church. And if we did have a church, it'll be a fakey church. Yes, we would. We would be praying without power. The preacher would be preaching without a complete word of God, because all he would have would be the Old Testament. He wouldn't have no Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all the way to the book of Revelation. And then the choir would be singing without purpose. Talking about at the cross. You can't sing about no at no cross. Jesus hadn't even been born in Bethlehem. Talking about what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He ain't even came to Bethlehem. Talking about worship him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. We don't even know him. I'm talking about worship him. See, if we will be having church, you know what we're doing? We'll be up here playing church. If Jesus had not come, there wouldn't be no salvation. There wouldn't be no sanctification. But then third, there wouldn't be no glorification. Look over here in John 14. John 14, beginning with verse number 7. Are you with me, by the way? Look at what the text says. John 14, beginning with verse number 7. He says, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. That'll be enough if we could just see the Father. Jesus said to him, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? What you talking about, show us the Father? You looking at him. I came to show you what the Father looked like. We wouldn't know what God the Father looked like if Jesus had not come. We would not know a perfect God if Jesus had not come. We would not know what a perfect man looked like if Jesus had not come. The reason that Jesus came was to show us what a perfect man looked like. The devil tried to mess him up, didn't he? There in the wilderness, but Jesus was able to overcome the works of the devil there in the wilderness. The devil couldn't stop him. Judas betrayed him, but that couldn't stop him. Peter denied him, but that still couldn't stop him. The soldiers whipped him, didn't they? But that couldn't stop him. Even Pilate judged him, but even in Pilate's judgment, he says, I can't find no fault in him. In other words, you're looking at a perfect man. But we wouldn't know what a perfect man looked like if Jesus had not come. We would not know what a glorified perfect man looked like if Jesus had not come. We talk about Easter. There wouldn't be no Easter if Jesus had not come. We talk about how bad it was on Friday and how they whipped him on Friday and put nails in his hands and put nails in his feet, and then they put him in an old borrowed tomb. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. There wouldn't be no gospel story if Jesus had not come. We would not know what a glorified body looked like, even though they had doors that was barricaded. He was able to just walk right on through doors in that glorified body, walk through walls in glorified body. We wouldn't know what a glorified body looked like if Jesus had not come. If Jesus had not come, we would not even know about this perfect place called heaven. Right before Jesus died, he told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house is many mansions. I'm going there, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'm coming again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there, you'll be there also, in that perfect place. You know the place. He told John when he was there in the book of Revelation chapter 21, he said, John, the place got 12 gates to that city. It's 3 gates to the east, 3 gates to the west, 3 gates to the north, 3 gates to the south. There's 12 gates to the city. And there's 12 representing the 12 apostles and representing the 12 tribes of Israel. You're going to bring the Old Testament people, and there's going to be the New Testament people coming together to form one people under Jesus Christ. Oh, and it's going to be a beautiful city. The Bible said that the street is paved with gold. The gates are made out of pearls. Oh, it's a beautiful city. But we would not know about that beautiful city if Jesus had not come. If Jesus had not come, we might as well take down all the Christmas decorations. If he hadn't come, take down that green Christmas tree. If Jesus Christ had not come, take down those Christmas lights. If Jesus had not come, take down those red flowers. If Jesus had not come, move all the snow out the way. If Jesus had not come, we don't need to celebrate Christmas at all. Take down the decoration, because Jesus had not come. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. Hold up before you take down the Christmas decoration. Because I got some good news for you. He did come. Jesus. He did come. How do I know that Jesus came? Matthew said that he came. Matthew said, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. How do I know he came? Luke said that he came. Said they wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, laid him there in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. How do I know he came? John said that he came. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. How do I know he came? John the Baptist said that he came. He said, I was baptizing down there by the Jordan River. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God is coming to take away the sin of the world. How do I know he came? Jesus Christ even said that he came. He said, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. How do I know he came? It's because I'm saved. That's how I know he came. How do I know he came? Because I'm looking at some folks who are saved. That's how I know he came. How do I know he came? There are millions of people in the body of Christ who are saved. That's how I know he came. How I know he came is because we are saved. But not only are we saved, we are sanctified. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You may not want to tell it, but I'm cleaned up from the flow up now. That's how I know. That's how I know. That's how I know he came. Because that hound of heaven done been on my trail. Has he been on your trail? Did he make you give up? Did he make you give in? Did he make you surrender? That's how I know he came then. I know he came because somebody's praying now with power. Prayer changes things. I know he came because I'm preaching now with power. I got a complete word. I know he came because the choir is singing with purpose now. Oh, like the songwriter said, I went to a meeting last night, but my heart wasn't right. But something, woo! I say, something got a hold of me. And I know it was the Holy Ghost. When I tried to do wrong, the Holy Ghost pulled me back. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, I know it came because we're saved. I know it came because we're sanctified. But I know it came because we've been glorified. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, God just didn't save you and clean you up and then take you on to heaven. But God saves you, clean you up, and then he'll put you on this plane for the world to see. Yeah. Glory that you can bring honor and glory to his holy and righteous name. So just like the drug addict, God will take a drug addict and he'll clean him up, fix him up, and then he'll put him on display. And he got a testimony. I don't do what I used to do. He take an alcoholic and clean him up and then put him on display. He don't use alcohol like he used to. He'll take a prostitute, clean her up, put on display for the world to see how good God is. Oh, I'm coming to your neighborhood. He'll take a liar and a cheater and a thief and clean them up, fix them up, get them all ready. Then he put them on display for the whole world to see. Look at my hands. They look new. Look at my feet. They do too. It's all because of what God done. See, God don't have to advertise. You his advertisement. You his billboard. I'm his billboard. You are walking billboard for Jesus Christ. He puts you on display. That's why the songwriter say, if you want to see a miracle, just look at me. Hello, somebody. That's how I know he came. Because we're saved. We're sanctified. We've been glorified. Therefore, put up the Christmas tree. That green tree represents the everlasting life of Jesus Christ. Put up the Christmas lights. It represents Christ as being the light of the world. Put out the red flowers. They represent the red blood of Jesus Christ that has washed away all our sins. Put out your snow. Put the snow around. Let folks know that Jesus Christ is a pure God. He's a good God. He's a holy God. He's a kind God. He can do everything but fail. And then go and get your hymn book and open your hymn book up. Get you some hot chocolate and sing joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare some room. Let heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Let heaven, I say, let heaven and nature sing. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ has come.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Uh-huh.